have come out with 7 priority SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals, for the next 5 years. Although these SDGs were declared for the next 15 years, as an association, we have just prioritized about 7 SDGs to work for 5 years. And these SDGs, we have chosen the critical SDGs in Zimbabwe, especially in Zimbabwe, like SDG number 1, number 2, number 5, number 6, number 13, numbers 18 and 17.
So briefly, what are they?
Yes, number 1, our focus is on the eradication of poverty. Number 2, focuses on food security. Number 5 is gender equality. Number 6 is on water and sanitation, to improve clean water in Zimbabwe. Then number 13 is on climate change, adaptation and mitigation on climate change. Number 16 is on peace building and governance. Number 17 is on means of implementation involving financing for development for all these 17 SDGs.
Now, let's talk about the eradication of extreme poverty and hunger in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
How achievable is that?
We can talk of the lessons which we learned from Millennium Development Goals. It's going to be very difficult if we don't include some of the targets, some of the issues which we highlighted at the Rio Plus 20 conference in 2012, whereby we agreed that we are going to focus on engaging the grassroots, like on SDG number 1. We agreed that we're going to involve the grassroots. We are going to not to leave anyone on these SDGs, especially all the 17 SDGs.
But looking at some of these issues, you know what? It appears as if people are primarily, you know, focusing on getting food on the table. So how do you engage people when they're so hungry?
In Zimbabwe, it's very difficult. We need food on the table, but we need to engage them at this initial stages on how we can work together as government, as civil society and the grassroots together. The government should not impose on what they want to do in Zimbabwe, but they have to engage the grassroots.
Now there's there's a danger here. You know, in most cases when you talk about development, you talk about development that flows from top going downwards. And maybe the people themselves have to initiate some of these issues. How about getting it that way? Instead of you people initiating, does it go that way, or maybe it's the other way around?
We are saying that we need those people who are affected by poverty to be involved. They have to come out with their developmental projects. They have to initiate their programs. They have to come out with what they want using resources available in their communities before they seek funding from outside. But they have to use their own resources available there. So the government should not go to the community and impose. For example, when there is no bridge, then the government should not just go and construct a bridge there. But they have to consult the grassroots, the communities. Where do they want that bridge to be constructed first?
And then, Mr. Chianike, when we talk about the other goals that were set by the UN, we are talking about the achievement of universal primary education. And right now we see that in Zimbabwe, you know, it's sort of like chaotic in terms of the education system right now. People cannot go to school, there's no money, and so forth. So how do you move, you know, in achieving this kind of goal?
On achieving SDG number 3 for education, it means that we need to work together as communities, as the government, including the grassroots people and those people who are affected by poverty.
And then when we look at issues like combating HIV/AIDS, malaria and so forth, so where is Zimbabwe right now?
It's very fortunate that we managed to reduce HIV prevalence from 24% about to 15% because of advocacy programs, and the government was committed. For the past 15 years, the government was fully committed to make sure that AIDS levy is paid, and some campaigns were being held, and the Minister of Health was fully committed to make sure that HIV programs are there.
But indications right now are that, you know, the HIV rate is actually increasing, you know, among certain age groups. Why is it that it's going up right now?
The problem which they now is poverty. You understand that Zimbabwe is facing some economic challenges. So the HIV prevalence is increasing because of some economic challenges in Zimbabwe. We need to come together to make sure that we address the issue of poverty in Zimbabwe.